Have you ever wondered why it is that some coaches and consultants become the very obvious choice in their field, while other people who are basically just a skill are basically remaining invisible in their market? Honestly, it's not about their credentials, it's not about their experience, it's not even about the results that they're getting for their clients. It ultimately comes down to the level at which they're choosing to differentiate themselves, how they're communicating their value in a way that makes them stand out in a market that is really saturated most of the time. Most experts are very much competing at a level that guarantees that they're going to remain basically interchangeable with their competitors. So today, I'm going to show you the four levels of differentiation and why the level that most coaches think is enough is actually keeping them stuck in commodity pricing and endless competition, which we definitely don't want at all. Because here's what I've discovered after working with hundreds and hundreds of experts. There are basically four distinct levels at which you can position yourself in your own market. And the level that you end up choosing is essentially going to determine everything: your pricing, your client quality, your market position, and whether people are going to see you as a nice to have or a need to have. Now, the thing is that most coaches and experts out there are stuck at positioning themselves at level one and two, wondering why they can't break through to premium positioning and content that really speaks to their buyers. But the experts who command top-tier fees and have clients that are literally seeking them out, they're operating at level four, sometimes three. So let's break this down. I want to go into this because level one is really focused on feature differentiation, where you're basically saying, "Hire me because I do this differently." And this is pretty much where most coaches and consultants start when they're trying to differentiate themselves or finding their unique selling proposition, right? They're focusing on the feature of their service, like the how of what it is that they do. So it's like, I'm offering 90-minute sessions, or I'm including unlimited tech support, or I'm giving you personalized meal plans, or I'm using a combination of NLP and hypnotherapy. Or basically, they're trying to differentiate themselves based on their background. Like, I'm a former executive turned leadership coach right now. Or maybe they have a PhD in psychology, or they've been certified in 12 different modalities, and that is what they're selling ultimately. Now, the problem with feature differentiation is that it can be very much easily copied, because when you compete at a feature level, you're essentially training your market to shop based off of who offers the most stuff in their offer. Like, who is going to give me more, basically for the lowest price, right? So this is why a lot of coaches and consultants out there get trapped in this cycle of, like, let me give more, let me add more, let me create more modules, more videos, more calls, more bonuses. And they're constantly trying to justify their prices by throwing in extra features. But the thing is that power buyers don't choose coaches or consultants based on features, right? They're choosing based on outcomes and the unique value that you provide. So feature differentiation might get you notice, but it won't get you premium positioning. The second level is process differentiation, where you differentiate yourself by saying, "I have a unique method," right? And so this is very typically where most coaches go to and move into when they realize that having features is not enough. So they're creating proprietary frameworks and processes, and they're giving them names like the Spark Method or the 7-Step Success System or the Breakthrough Blueprint or the RISE Framework or whatever you might use or whatever you might have, right? And so this is kind of typically the thing that most of us will see. And it's definitely better than feature differentiation. And having a method shows that you have a systemized approach that's creating some sort of intellectual property. But the challenge here is that most process differentiation is still focused on the how without necessarily addressing the why. So you're essentially saying, you know, I'm going to get your results through my special process, but you're not explaining why it is that your special process works and others don't. So you're not really challenging any assumptions about the problem or the solution. You're just basically reorganizing existing approaches into your own framework. Now, this will definitely help you stand out a little bit more, but you're still going to be competing with everybody else who has proven systems or proprietary frameworks or processes or methods, right? So it's not necessarily going to be as effective, and especially with sophisticated power buyers, They've seen so many frameworks out there and systems. They know they need something kind of deeper to be able to have to or find a way to really be able to capture their attention. So then level three is perspective differentiation. And this is where you're saying things like, I am here to because I see the problem differently. And so this is where things I feel start to get a little bit more interested, because at this level, you're not just offering a different process, you're basically offering somewhat of a different perspective of what the problem actually really is, right? So you're starting to challenge conventional thinking in your industry and the common things that people are doing. So for example, instead of being another fitness coach with a unique workout system, you might position yourself as someone who really is here and really understands that most people don't really have a fitness problem. It is actually an identity problem. So that's kind of the idea. Or maybe instead of being another relationship coach with another proven communication method to be able to solve their issues, you might focus on how most relationship issues aren't about communication. They're really about like unresolved trauma or attachment patterns that come from childhood trauma or whatever that may be, right? So perspective differentiation is really powerful because it makes people think differently about their situation. It creates some of those like aha moments where someone says, I never thought of it like that. That's interesting. And so I find that that level of differentiation can definitely really help you stand out and attract much more sophisticated buyers, especially when you do it effectively. But there's still one more level, the level where true market leaders are here and operating and crushing it, basically. And this is level four, the angle of mastery level. This is where you are essentially creating new solution categories, right? So essentially what that means is that you're transcending competition in its entirety. At this level, you're not just offering a different perspective on the problem, you're identifying a root cause that other people have completely missed out on. Like you're completely reframing the whole conversation. You're not just challenging how people think about the solution, you're challenging fundamental assumptions that people have around why the problem exists in the very first place. And by doing this, you're creating a new solution category, right? A space where you're not competing with anybody else because you're the only person who is seeing the problem this very specific way. This is like my favorite type of thing and something that I have found so very effective. So let me give you an example of what that might look like. So let's say that you are a nutritionist or a weight loss coach or a nutrition coach, right? So instead of competing with other nutrition coaches out there about meal plans and talking about macros, you end up identifying that most weight struggles aren't really about food choices. They're about what you end up calling the metabolic confusion syndrome. And this is caused by decades of yo-yo dieting that has essentially dysregulated the body's natural hunger and satiety signals, right? So now we're explaining things in a little bit of a different way. And so therefore, your approach isn't another diet plan. It's metabolic recalibration. This is a process that restores the body's natural ability to regulate weight without conscious restriction. Can you see the difference here? So now we're just creating a whole new category. Basically, at level four, you're not just different, you're necessary, like you're a need to have. You're not just another option. You're the only logical choice for people who recognize the deeper issue that you have basically identified for them. And so when we do this effectively, you end up creating what I call your angle of mastery, right? This is your unique lens through which you see solutions that others miss entirely. There are a lot of reasons why a lot of experts, coaches, consultants are kind of never going to reach level four differentiation. I find that first, most people are kind of afraid to challenge industry norms. They worry about being seen as controversial or going against established practices, right? And so that's one of the things. The second thing that I find is that people don't trust their own instincts as much as they really should. They think, well, this is true. Why isn't everybody else talking about it? But that is really exactly what makes your perspective really, really valuable, because you're seeing things that other people are basically missing out on. The third thing is that most people try to appeal to everybody. So what happens there is that you end up watering down your perspective in order to avoid alienating everybody or anybody, right? But what I want you to get is that power buyers aren't looking for another generalist. They're looking for somebody who understands their very specific situation better than anybody else. But here's what I really, really want you to understand. Your angle of mastery isn't something that you're kind of creating out of thin air. This is something that is within you, within your expertise, your credential, your knowledge, the things that you have seen, the things that you have learned, the clients that you have worked with. It's in the patterns that you have noticed that other people have missed. And it's in the insights that you've gained from all of the combination of training, experience, all of these different pieces that make you who you are. Now, the challenge here is learning how to identify this effectively, how to refine it, and how to articulate it. How do I communicate it in a way that creates genuine demand for your unique approach? What I find is that that is exactly what truly separates market leaders from everybody else. Most experts out there are competing based on like credentials and features and processes and methods, all the things, right? But the ones who really are dominating their markets, these are people that have identified a perspective that makes them not just different, but needed, like necessary, right? They've developed that angle of mastery in a really clear and powerful way. So let me ask you, what level are you currently competing at right now in your own business? Are you differentiating based on features or maybe your processes? Or are you going a little bit deeper? Have you identified these unique insights that could position you as the only logical choice for your true ideal power buyer clients? Because my friends, I promise you that insight is already within you. You just need to uncover it, like bring it forward through your message, through your content, through everything that you're putting out there, and really learn how to position that powerfully. And when you do, you stop competing and start dominating your market. So if you want to identify your own potential angle of mastery and discover what level you're currently competing at, let's hop on a quick 15-minute brand message assessment where I'm going to help you see the unique insights that it's very likely you have been overlooking so far. I want you to go to brandmessagesession.com or find below this episode the links to book that call. And I will show you how we could bring your insights, your knowledge, your experience to create your really powerful angle of mastery. Make sure that you subscribe and you follow me on YouTube, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and you follow me everywhere else at Fabi Paolini. Let me know in the comments below, what level do you think that you're currently competing at? I am really curious to know. Bye.